Alrighty, the border battle between the Vikings and Packers a little later today. We're super excited for it. Wabi from Vikings.com momentarily for the winning formula. But first, the adversarial update, courtesy of DraftKings. It's the extra point. And for the update, we go to Packers.com.
3 weeks ago, the Packers were 6-0, and the idea that they'd be 6-3 and in second place in the NFC North heading into this weekend's showdown with the Vikings was unthinkable. But it's reality for the four-time defending division champs, and if they want to get back into first place on Sunday, it starts with fixing the offense. The calling card of this Packers team was fast starts in the early six-game winning streak. They outscored their opponents 66-9 in the first quarter of those games, but that trend has turned. During the current three-game losing streak, the Packers have just 10 first-quarter points. And they had just 3 points on the board last week against Detroit through 3.5 quarters. On defense, the quarterback sacks have simply dried up. Green Bay ranked second in the league through 6 games with 23 sacks, but they've recorded none in their 3 losses. Against a Detroit offense that the Vikings recently buried under an avalanche of sacks, the Packers couldn't get to Matthew Stafford in 38 pass attempts. Special teams had been the most consistent phase of Green Bay's operation, but it's now having costly breakdowns as well. The Packers allowed a 104-yard kickoff return to Detroit's Ameer Abdullah last week, giving the kickoff coverage unit plenty to shore up with Minnesota's Patterson up next. Falling 2 games behind the Vikings with 6 to play would give the Packers a very steep hill to climb. For Packers.com, I'm Mike Spofford.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for the extra point. Now the winning formula, courtesy of Verizon with Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. And credit to the Packers.com guy. I mean, he told it like it was with the offense, the defense, and the special teams of a Green Bay Packers team that's reeling a little bit right now.
Yeah, a couple of important takeaways, I thought. Let's start with the pass rush. You know, he said that Green Bay is not getting home defensively, getting to the quarterback and could not get to Matthew Stafford, pointing out that the Vikings had no problem doing so. No matter how the Green Bay offense is going, though, it's always going to be important to pressure the quarterback. Now, Aaron Rodgers, they've been getting to Aaron Rodgers the last 3 games, 11 sacks over the last 3. The Vikings' pass rush has been okay. I thought earlier it was stronger, but of late the overall defense has been better. The pass rush maybe has tailed off a bit, but the rest of the defense is doing well. It will be interesting to see how Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers handle this Vikings' pass rush. Are they going to put Aaron Rodgers on 5- and 7-step drops and try and go down the field and see if the Vikings' pass rush has indeed run out of gas? And if that does happen, is the Vikings' pass rush going to respond?
The thing that stuck out to me for this Packers offense without Jordy Nelson, and granted, this is a team that rattled off 6 consecutive victories and scored a fair amount of points. Looking for Packers receivers to get separation from defensive backs and have Rodgers do his patented back shoulder fade, I mean, really, with all due respect, it's not there right now.
It's not, and that was bread and butter for Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, and it's just not quite there. I mean, Devontae Adams was targeted 21 times against the Lions. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not going to throw you the ball 21 times if he doesn't love you. So they like something here about Devontae Adams, but that he was targeted 21 times and there wasn't any production tells you there's still some more work to do. I thought it was unusual to see so many incompletions from Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb using those hand signals. Usually at the end of the play clock, when you see Rodgers with a hand signal, you think you're dead.
Uh-oh.
And you know, they had a hard time getting on the same page against the Lions. I guess you credit the Lions defense for some of the things they did, but that Green Bay offense just looks out of sync. And if they're ever going to get back in sync, this is the week for them to do it.
Give us your best 20 seconds on what the winning formula is for the Vikings to win 6 consecutive games.
13 personnel for the Vikings. Get those 3 tight ends out on the field, give the ball to 28, and make this Packers defense stop it.
Hand off Adrian, scoots through with the 25 to the 30, and it's loose! No flags on the play! Touchdown, Vikings!
Oakland knew that the Vikings were going to run the ball.
Couldn't stop it.
80 yards for Adrian Peterson and a touchdown. I would make Green Bay prove that they can stop that.
Excellent analysis. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Paul.